The Turkish man who in 1981 attempted to kill Pope John Paul II walked free today from a prison in Istanbul. Mehmet Ali Agca shot and wounded the Pope as he was being driven through St. Peter's Square in an open car. Agca was sentenced to life but was pardoned at the Pope's request in 2000 after spending 19 years in an Italian jail. He was then extradited to Turkey and put in jail for other crimes. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Ankara, the Turkish capital. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
How was Agca's release greeted in Turkey?
Well, he emerged from prison wearing a blue sweatshirt. His hair's gone white after more than 25 years in Italian and Turkish jails, and he was still wearing handcuffs. He shook hands with officials and was seated in the back of a white sedan. And as that car pulled out of the prison gates, two men from behind rows of police threw flowers at his vehicle. Agca is a hero to ultra-nationalist extremist groups here, but his release has been denounced by some newspapers that have questioned why, if he's been given a life sentence for crimes committed here in Turkey before the Pope's shooting, why has he only served about 6 years in a Turkish prison?
Well, when, again, he shot the Pope, he was a fugitive from Turkish justice for those crimes. What was going on there?
Agca had served several months in prison in 1979 for the killing of a well-known leftist newspaper editor named Abdi İpekci. He had also been convicted for robbery, and somehow he escaped and 2 years later famously shot the Pope in St. Peter's Square. İpekci's newspaper, Milliyet, today printed a front-page headline saying, "Day of Shame." İpekci's daughter has called Agca a national assassin, and we spoke to the İpekci family lawyer. They say the law has been butchered by this release, and they're going to appeal on Monday to the Turkish courts to try to reverse the release. And if that doesn't work, they'll go all the way up to the European Court of Human Rights.
Well, what did lead to the decision to release him?
There's a lot of confusion here, Renee. I spoke to one Turkish government official who told me, "I really don't understand this." His death sentence was commuted to life in prison according to a reform passed in 1991, and that life sentence was evidently shortened by another controversial amnesty law passed in 2001 by a previous Turkish government. Officials from that government, former officials, say that there's been some kind of mistake that Agca shouldn't be released until 2012. We haven't gotten any comment from the judiciary so far, and all of the news of this release has come to quite a surprise to both Turkish government officials and the Turkish media. It just was released, the news of this, the first comment about an early release this week.
What now happens to the man that the world knows as the would-be assassin of Pope John Paul II, Agca? Where is he going? What happens now?
He was taken directly from prison, Renee, to a military recruitment center. It appears that Agca may now have to serve a mandatory military service required of all Turkish men, which he never served. His lawyer has been quoted saying that he shouldn't have to do that service due to health reasons, wouldn't specify what exactly. He was also taken to a hospital for a checkup. Agca's 48 years old now. He has made wild statements over the past 25 years, contradicting himself on whether or not he was alone in plotting the Pope's assassination. Also, in interviews, he has claimed to be the Messiah. He says he has written his own version of the Bible, which he wants to mass reproduce and distribute to the world, and that's prompted questions about his sanity.
Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Ivan Watson, speaking from Ankara, Turkey.